The third one. Believing that the mushriks, meaning those who commit shirk, are not kuffar, or doubting their kufr, or defending and correcting their beliefs. Example, believing that all those whom Allah declared as kafirs are not so, including the creeds of the people of the book, then this is kufr. Then this in itself constitutes kufr. I will repeat. Believing that the mushriks, meaning those who commit shirk, are not kuffar, or doubting their kufr, or defending and correcting their beliefs, is kufr. What's the evidence for this? The evidence for this is in Surah chapter 5, verse 51. Chapter 5, verse 51. What means? And he amongst you who take them wholeheartedly, meaning as friends, then surely he is one of them. And he is surely one of them. This is one of the greatest contradictions to Tawheed. And this is because when the person says, La ilaha illallah, there is no true God but Allah, one must believe in the falsehood of worshipping anyone other than Allah. Thus, we must negate all false deities and religions other than Islam and affirm that only Allah has the right to be worshipped. Here, it is important to caution that many Muslims are reluctant and feel ashamed to say the word kafir to describe a disbeliever or to point out their acts of shirk. Some even look at the kafirs, such as the Jews and the Christians, with a great deal of admiration, fear and obedience. They have an inferiority complex that leads them to become blind followers and defenders of the kuffar and their ways. And this puts the Muslim who does this in grave danger, since this leads to the destruction of his own identity as a Muslim. The Muslim's position about these matters must be a disassociation from kufr and shirk and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his prophet and the believers. What is the evidence for this? The evidence is in Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 28. Chapter 3, verse 28, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let not the believers take the disbelievers as awliya, meaning as supporters, helpers, etc., instead of the believers. And whoever does that will never be helped by Allah in any way, except if you indeed fear a danger from them. This is an exception. Except if you indeed fear a danger from them. And Allah warns you against himself, his punishment, and to Allah is the final return. Chapter 3, verse 28. We are commanded to call them in the best ways to the truth of Islam.